The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bird's Eye View. I'm Jesse. I am here with Mike.
Good morning, Berkshire County.
And it's, thankfully, it's, you know, like 17 degrees out, and, you know, that feels kind of balmy after the last couple of days that we've had, where it's been, you know, 1 degree out, or it'll be 8 degrees out, and then you'll look at the weather app, and it's going, hey, you know, actually, it's -9 with the wind chill, and you're like, all right, well, I just don't want to leave ever.
Yeah, it's been some tough calls on the mountains for myself, anyway. I went down to Butternut on I pivoted. I went down. My plan was to go to Berkshire East on Tuesday. Wound up going to Butternut just because it's a little closer and a little lower to the ground.
Well, I have been wondering because when we had that snow, and I was like, all right, well, I feel like Mike is going to go snowboarding. On the other hand, it's cold. It's
been, yeah. So unfortunately, I kind of missed the powder day of Monday. Just due to life in general.
So when you have that second child, yeah. it makes things harder, huh?
Yeah. So I tried to take some advantage on Tuesday, but it's all just it's been kind of blown off, and it's all just boilerplate, real kind of icy patches and stuff because it's just too cold to keep anything. We actually went sledding on Monday, and at the bottom of the hill, every time we would go down, Everett's face was just getting powder just spraying in his face, and he'd start whining. And
I haven't gone tubing yet this year. I do need to go because I think I Bosque last year. It was a lot of fun, but quite literally my beard was frozen. All right, I'm talking like if you ever seen those photos of Andy Reid with the frozen mustache, like that. I could not move my upper lip, I just because it was that frozen, and it hurt because, you know, it's pulling the hair. And then I got in the car, and I'm driving, whatever, got the heat cranked. And all of a sudden, I think it's raining in the car. I'm going, what the heck is happening? And it's literally my face is melting.
Just dripping onto
and it's just dripping onto me.
Your lap.
So, because, you know, yeah, out there with, you know, 2 hours of cold wind being blown on you going up and down the hills. It was fun, but yeah. The first time ever with my face quite literally frozen. So,
it's a good feeling and a bad,
yeah.
It's unique. It's why all those people do those cold plunges and such.
No, they're just crazy.
Well, they're crazy, yes, but I believe there is an invigorating aspect of some of it, I guess.
You know, they say there's all those signs, but I think it just makes them like awake, and it gives them an adrenaline boost.
Yeah,
and that's
that,
it.
Yeah, there's no actual smelling health. Salts. Feel. Have you ever done like smelling salts?
I haven't done it. I've
that kind of
smelling salts is just ammonia. just raw ammonia.
Wakes you up, gets you ready to go.
Well, we are ready and raring to go on this Thursday morning here.
I did, yeah. I did not do smelling salts to get ready for today's show.
I'm very happy.
I had a few sips of coffee, so I'm good to go.
I had no coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Never?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't until I had children. So
that's understandable. That's understandable.
I did drink a lot of Mountain Dew back
that's
in the day.
That's probably I honestly less healthy than
I've cut back a little.
That might
now
be
that
less healthy
30s.
Than both coffee and smelling salts.
probably true. Probably true.
All right. In any case, what is healthy is playing sports, and that's what we're here to talk about.
Sure.
It's been a pretty good week for Berkshire County teams, all things considered. That's not our show. Over the weekend, we had the Hoop Hall Invitational, and we had four Berkshire teams in it, the Pittsfield and Taconic Boys, and both Hoosick boys and girls basketball programs. This is the kind of new version of the Hoop Hall Classic that has been, unfortunately, the Hoop Hall Classic has gone corporate, and so they have now prioritized the big charter and prep schools that everyone knows and hears about, and the Western Mass element has been kind of punted to the side, but we still had teams out there competing in it. And they did pretty well. Pittsfield Taconic Boys and Hoosick Girls, they all won on Saturday. They were organized into these 4-team brackets. And so, you know, A and B play, C and D play, and then the two winners play, two losers play. And so Pittsfield and Taconic all four of those teams were in separate brackets. They were playing at Putnam High School, Sci Tech, and Springfield International Charter. Pittsfield boys and Taconic boys won on day one as the Hoosick girls. And then on day two, Pittsfield and Taconic lost. Pittsfield, I think, lost kind of handily. Taconic Boys lost in overtime 62-60 to Maynard Endwell of New York. And the Hoosier girls won in double overtime against Springfield International. They won 72-70. In that game, Ashlyn Legere scored 1,000 points for Hoosick. So congratulations to her. She's a senior. She was one of the ones we kind of had blocked out this year as someone who could be on that, you know, who realistically could get that the quadruple digits. And that's an awesome win for Hoosick because, I mean, if you think about it, those are the last two D5 champions because mm-hmm. in 2023, Springfield International won the D5 girls title and they moved up to D3. Mm-hmm. And in 2024, Hoosick won the state title. So they are the current reigning champions. And Six has been a power for the last 5-6 years in Western Mass. They're currently, I don't know, a top 15 team in D3. So, you know, that's two divisions up. And Hoosick's going toe-to-toe and beating them. So that's a mm-hmm. that's a really good game, really impressive win. Obviously, congratulations to Legere for getting 1,000 points. I believe she's now the 18th person in Hoosick Valley history to reach that mark, the first since Carson Meswar in 2022, and first girl since Avery McGrath in 2021, I think.
Yeah, that those may have been like roughly the roughly the same year. I can pop it up real quick, but
COVID probably makes things complicated.
Yeah, that's kind of a good place to start because they were a team like a week ago, maybe even or maybe a week and a half ago. We had some real worry about coming off of. I think they had lost three of four.
They had
Wakona, Pittsfield, you know,
they
South Hadley
up on Wakona, and then they lost that game. They kind of got handled by South Hadley and Pittsfield. Those two I wasn't as concerned about just because South Hadley and Pittsfield are excellent. Mm-hmm. You know, South Hadley legitimately has a shot to go back to the D4 title game. Pittsfield's probably, you know, the favorite for the Class B title mm-hmm. in Western Mass and, you know, a D3 team. But, yeah, they were looking a little off. You know, they beat Taconic, but I don't think they won. You know, last year they beat Taconic by, like, 25 each time. Mm-hmm. This year they won by, I think, 11, you know, and it was probably a single-digit game at half or whatever, you know, that type of thing. It was a lot closer. So, yeah, there was definitely some concerns about Hoosick, and they seem to have righted the ship.
Right, so they go back, they get Wakona again, they beat them, and then they head into Hoop Hall, sweep the Hoop Hall weekend, and now they're out midweek. They won last night, beat Amherst. Ashlyn Legere had her celebration, and we're heading into kind of a showdown tonight with Jury.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely a big part for Hoosick getting right is health. You know, a lot of coaches are going to talk about that, but Maren Capiello, who was one of their starters, was out. She's back. The development of Reagan Shea has been awesome for this Hoosick offense. Her sister, Hannah Shea, was a consistent, like, I'm going to give you 2 3-pointers a game, some free throws, and some good defense, and help them to, you know, back-to-back-to-back Western Mass titles. Mm-hmm. The state championship last year was a big part of that. And Reagan Shea, I don't want to say she's better, but she's been putting in a lot more points and just as kind of, you know, the designated sharpshooter in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 games. Mm-hmm. And that has been a huge help for this offense. It's just, you know, a third scorer, right? Because Ashlyn Legere, obviously, point scorer has been a big scorer. Emma Meswar has been a big scorer, and then it's, you know, they need someone else to step up, right? Because mm-hmm. you need those complementary
pieces. Historically,
they've
been built on kind of that depth of having right. not just kind of an elite player, because it's kind of a rarity to come through a small school like that. So it just to have 4, 5, 6 girls who can, you know, everyone can either shoot from outside. They'll have a couple bigs here and there. Legere's obviously been kind of one of those big three for 3 years now, almost 4 years. I know she played as a freshman, but been a part of. That's why this is kind of a unique individual accomplishment for her because she's been a part of so much team success there.
And she's definitely been a scorer for them. But she has also run the offense. Mm-hmm. You know, she is the point guard. She has passed it. She is not a shoot-first point guard. She's a pass-first point guard. She wants to get people involved. So to get 1,000 points is very impressive because last night she had 6 points. You know, Amherst isn't very good, but even still, like, she is mm-hmm. not somebody who will score for the heck of it. So it's pretty impressive that, yeah. And she has, you know, 5 games left in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And plus the 2 postseason, like, she can absolutely get a lot higher. But yeah, no,
I can mention real quick, she's 57th in Berkshire County girls right now, 1,017 points. Avery did get it in 2022 as well.
Okay.
She's at 54 with 1,038. So I imagine she'll be climbing past her. Huzik's all-time leader is a bit of a stretch. That's way up there with 1,953 points.
You don't think she can score 900 points in 10 games?
Doubtful. Nikki Valerius, class of 1997.
Go out and prove him wrong, Ashlyn. I think we did the math that because she's scoring about, I don't know, 14 points a game or something like that, 13 points a game. So there's a real shot she could get inside the top 50, because that means like that's like 70 points by the end of the regular season.
Sure.
So
yeah.
she could easily be in the top 50. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, on the topic of the Huzik Drury game tonight, I was doing the math, and I believe the Drury girls have not beaten Huzik since 2012.
Okay.
Or excuse me, since 2012-2013 season.
Okay.
And it was very funny because Drury swept them that season,
mm-hmm.
you know, in December 2012 and then January 2013. And then Huzik beat them in the rematch in the Western Mass Championship. And that was the game that kicked off the Huzik dynasty, you know, the mm-hmm. first ever Western Mass title under Ron Wojcik.
Okay.
And that, you know, then they go
like six straight or something.
Right. Yeah, and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So
where were you?
Me in 2013?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
I was just thinking, I wasn't out here, so.
I was definitely not out here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In any case, yeah, so it's been a while. You know, it's been a minute. Ron Wojcik, very much not the coach of Huzik.
No, they've cycled none through
of the,
a few.
Yeah, not, mm-hmm. none of the girls at Drury were playing. I mean, hey, where was I? Where were they?
That's the
really disheartening question.
I shudder to think, yeah. But yeah.
In kindergarten.
Children.
In any case, yeah, so...
So an opportunity.
So yeah, it's an mm-hmm. opportunity, and this is, you know, Huzik looks right, but this is certainly one of the more vulnerable Huzik teams we've seen in the last few years, and Drury looks as strong as we've seen them in the last few years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have some depth, and the big question mark for me is Drury has some serious height, and I think that is one of Huzik's issues, is they mm-hmm. do not have a real central with height, and Drury has three. You know, they have Eva Moser, who's probably in that 5'8", 5'9", range. Addison Shepherd's in the 5'8", 5'9", range. And Elise Daly's probably 5'10", 5'11". So they have, you know, three legitimate centers, and Huzik doesn't have anyone that tall. So if Drury kind of plays a, you know, we're going to throw it into the big man down low, I think they'll have a real shot at, you know, controlling the tempo, getting an up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upset just because of the way the rivalry has been the last decade plus.
Mm-hmm.
If they can stay disciplined and obviously play defense, but you know, then again, this game's at Huzik.
Yeah. So I mean, in some ways, it'd be an even more kind of momentous win, for Drury, because Drury's kind of missed their past few opportunities to get that kind of statement win. They lost that Lennox game. They lost at Pope Francis. These are close games. They lost Lennox by 3, Pope Francis by 7. They beat up on Greylock on the 20th. Was that Saturday? So this is kind of the next chance for Drury. Plays a lot of these games where they're playing kind of above. Punching above their weight class, so to speak. So this would be a major opportunity to kind of build some confidence. Obviously, the rankings tell them they are one thing, which is, I mean, as of last Friday, the number three team. These would be the number three versus the number four in D5. Who's four? Drury was three by about .4. If I can do math right, 0.4 points. So I mean, they may have changed as of Tuesday. The new rankings came out Tuesday.
I think
these are Friday.
No, Drury beat Pope Francis.
Drury beat Pope Francis earlier in the season. They lost to him on the 17th.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, yeah. So they split that. I mean, that win early in the season was great.
Mm-hmm.
That I think was a huge win for them. Mm-hmm. Because that is an impressive win. But yes, yeah.
They just lose the same kind of, but yeah, as I was saying, the rankings tell them they're one thing. Do they believe it?
Right. And can they go out and prove it? You know, the winning consistently against the really good teams is definitely a hallmark of a great team. And yeah, we haven't seen this out of Drury yet. So how they handle the next big game is definitely going to be a big question. How they get up for it, get ready for it. You know, health is going to be a question mark for them as well. But the players who have started for them the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 games are all kind of there, I think. So that's a good sign. And, yeah, it's going to be I don't know. It's a huge test for both teams. Who's it coming off some nice wins, you know, a nice stretch. Drury trying to, you know, get over that hump against their rival. And this is, you know, these are the types of teams they're going to have to beat in the state tournament, right? And they've kind of gotten to the quarterfinals with consistency, but they haven't been able to get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoosick's a team that has very easily gotten over the that quarterfinal hump,
sure,
mm-hmm. with regularity. So if Jordy's trying to take that next step to be the Hoosick level, well, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a little break here, and we will be right back shortly with some more basketball.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Welcome back. Bird's Eye View here with Jesse and Mike. We're talking a little high school basketball. We'll wrap up that Hoosick-Drury girls conversation. Once again, that game is tonight at Hoosick at 7. Should be a good one. Should be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Monument Boys had a really kind of comfortable, surprising win over South Hadley on, I guess that'd be Tuesday now. And it was surprising not that Monument won, but how they won, because the first time around they played South Hadley in South Hadley and won 47-44. At the halftime of this game, Monument had scored 46 points in Great Barrington,
mm-hmm.
which was really kind of like, oh, wow, these teams are not close at all, even though, you know, Monument's ranked third in D4, South Hadley's ranked 7, Monument's the top seed in Class B, South Hadley is the third seed, and it just was no contest. Monument ended up winning 85 to 60, something in that neighborhood. And you know, there are two big takeaways. One, the defense did great. Randy Coldus was very happy with his own defense. He said they kind of sat in the passing lanes, and that's why they shut down South Hadley for most of the night. But just the shooting. Griffin McElroy was electric to start. He was 6-6 from 3-point range, and then eventually he missed once. But, you know, 6-7 from threes is incredible. Manny Brown dropped 37 points. He's another person. He's probably going to be the next person in the county to hit 1,000, barring injury, knock on wood,
mm-hmm.
Because he, I believe, needed 73 after that game, and then he had another great game against Wakona yesterday. So he is very quickly knocking down those barriers, or chipping away at it. Chipping away. He's taking big chunks, and yeah, he's going to be there.
Yeah,
be at
37, 30, 50 burger earlier.
Yeah.
A couple 30s.
And
yeah.
So he's at Southwick in the next game. I think that's Saturday, maybe. And then they'll host Bay State. And it's actually credit to Monument schedule makers, because they have, yesterday they were in Dalton. Their next game is at Southwick. And then they end the season with 5 straight home games. So, not pretty nice. And then they'll have Western Mass playoffs, where they're going to host at least 1 or 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, they're cooking right now, like the last 2 weeks here, since that Pittsfield win, which was kind of a scary finish for them. They have not really been scared, so to speak. Yeah, the big difference, I guess, is Manny Brown. He had 9 points in that South Hadley win earlier in the season, 37 on Tuesday night. So, when he's kind of firing, they are, I mean, I would argue, yeah, the best team in Western Mass.
He's been firing. When Griffin is firing the way Griffin was on that night, you can't beat him. You know, because Manny had 21 points in the first half. Like, it was he's been that good this entire season, right? He's averaging 26 points per game. But when McElroy is the one who steps up and you know, now it's a pick your poison situation, the whole offense opens up and you can't do anything when kids just knocking down threes like that. But yeah, you know, Brown also, you know, he was 1-for-5 from three in the first half, and then hits back-to-back triples with, you know, less than a minute left in the first half. And it was this very, like, ice-cold moment, you know, where he's just not letting South Hadley end the half with any kind of momentum, gives himself some juice.
Once he gets going, it's
hard to stop.
Indeed.
But yeah, well, I say we should hop tracks a little bit. And War on the Floor 2 is coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be at the Boys and Girls Club. Taconic was the designated home team last time. Now Pittsfield will be the designated home team. Taconic won on that incredible Cesar Santos buzzer beater, 49-47, the first time around. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens this time around. To be clear, last year they split the series. The year before they split the series.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended a 14-game or 16-game Taconic win streak. Mm-hmm. So under Jerome Edgerton, Pittsfield has at least split the series in his first two seasons. So Pittsfield definitely going to want this game. They had a very nice win over Brattleboro last night, like 92-68. Kyle Cardoso had 35 points. So Pittsfield, and in Jerome Edgerton said he was very, very happy with the way they played. So after they lost in the kind of final game of their bracket at the Hoop Hall, seems like they're kind of back in order, back in the swing of things, which will be very important because this is War on the Floor. It's a huge game. You know, the whole city's out to see it. It should be really, it was a great game the first time around. And both teams are you know, much more in the swing of things this time around. You know, I think a big development for Pittsfield is Quincy Abele. Looks like he's kind of back and healthy. And he was the best player against Taconic. And when he got hurt is when things tailed off. So having him back is going to be huge. And for Taconic, a lot of their offense, pretty much their offense this year, has been giving the ball to Kyle McGrath, who's their center and, you know, is averaging 21 points per game or something like that. And he had 30 points in that first game, and everyone else was also kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Hoop Hall, we saw they won, especially that first game, it was the complementary pieces. You know, Quentin Christopher, Nate Reynolds stepped up in a big way and helped carry them to that win. In the second game, they lost, but they lost in overtime very close. And Cesar Santos had a pretty good game. I think it was Evan Rocabruna had a very good game. And so now that we're seeing Taconic's third, fourth option step up, I think I have far more confidence in their ability to win big games and win close games and win tough, because it's not just a one-man show.
Yeah, if we look to parallels from last year, again, Taconic won the first one. They did split. Pittsfield winds up winning on January 26th. It was their second straight win, their first kind of win in a week. And that kicked off a string where they didn't lose until they lost Old Rochester in the state semifinals. That included another win over Taconic in the Western Mass semis. Both those games were called a 5-point win, and they won by 6 during the season. So this is kind of the time Jerome Edgerton's team can get cooking. As they look forward here, Pittsfield's a team that can't like really mess around anymore at this point. They as of last Friday, they were 5-4. I think that they split the weekend and then won another game, so they're a couple games over 500.
7-6, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So more importantly, they were 21 in the power rankings as of last Friday.
May have
climbed a little on Tuesday. I don't
think
look
they're
at those.
20 or 21.
Yeah. So you're unfortunately in a position right now where you're not going to get a home game in the playoffs if you don't kind of
lock in,
win out. Yeah,
yeah. No, they have to
beat
lock
a team
in
like Taconic, who was number 7 in the and was 9-1 at the time.
They are 11-2. I want to say
almost double their power ranking. So a win tonight both boosts you quite a bit, maybe into getting to host a first round playoff game, and will also set you on a path, you would hope, to kind of finish the season very strong. I can just
No, 100%. This is not, you know, last year's Pittsfield team, which at times was the number one seed in Class B, was the number one seed in Division III. Like, they have, they dropped to 27 at a certain point in the state tournament rankings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is, you need to finish strong if you want to get some home games. You know, if you, all you have to do is climb up 5 spots to 16 seed, and now you get at least one home game. But even still, like, yeah, they have a long way to go to make sure that they have at least a couple games on East Street. And if they don't, you know, this is a team that is, once again, it's scheme oriented. And so that makes them a little more vulnerable. And you want that home crowd, especially with the Pittsfield girls. You know, right now they're the seventh seed, so having a couple doubleheaders would be pretty fun. They had that 2 years ago, and that was a great atmosphere because, you know, the Pittsfield girls won a game in states, and then right after the boys won a game, and it was a huge night, it was a huge event. But yeah, right now it looks like the PHS is going to be on the road, and I think you're right. Like, Taconic is kind of that first barrier, right? If you beat Taconic, it really sets you up for success to finish the season strong. And if you don't, then I think you're kind of left wondering, how good is this Pittsfield team? Mm-hmm. Are they kind of just there? Are they a regular season team? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I think the benefit is they really shouldn't fear anyone. They're not even getting a home game in the Western Mass playoffs right now. They're the five seed, so they would be at SciTech and then potentially at Monument Mountain, but a Monument Mountain team that they very nearly beat, two seed Taconic, a team they very nearly beat. So they shouldn't be kind of frightened of anyone, but it would sure be nice to get at least one, get a home game at least in the first round.
You can beat them, yeah. Right? Like it's not like it's been blowouts, but they also haven't beaten any of them. So are they good enough to beat them just outright?
Yeah, and even that first game, like heading to SciTech is kind of a pain.
Yeah.
The other ones, not quite as much. Taconic would be essentially a home game,
right?
Monument down there, whatever. So yeah, getting above SciTech should be a major hurdle there.
And this is also like I said, Pittsfield's looking pretty good. Kyle Cardoso at 35 points. He looks kind of back into his scoring ways. Quincy Eboli at 13 points, which tells me, because I talked to Jerome Edgerton, and he's finally getting his legs back under him, and it looks like they're giving him more and more minutes. He's kind of been on a pitch count, so to speak, last few games, so it seems like he's really getting back into the swing of things. Bryon Thompson is fully back healthy, playing well, which is a huge boost for their guard depth. They have him, Prosperi's on, Noah Kane Smalls, Brayden Sullivan are all kind of like interchangeable at the guard and point guard, or shooting guard and point guard positions, which really helps them just kind of rotate in and out, in and out, in and out, and it exhausts a lot of teams to have that kind of transition press defense on you the whole time. And because they can keep swapping in and out guards, then you're gassed. And they have two new guys who are great ball handlers, can steal the ball on you, and they're fresh and ready to go. So, yeah, they're getting healthy at the right time, which is good. I think they are playing better at the right time, which is good. But now it's very much like, can you prove it? Can you go out there and win these big games? And they haven't so far this year. So, you know, we'd like to see that before the playoffs if we want to put real, you know, comfort in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fair way to put it.
Yeah, winning this game Friday night, whatever
tomorrow
day it is,
Friday.
Tomorrow night, kind of sends a message, sends some shockwaves through Western Mass that
they're back.
Pittsfield, yeah, not to be trifled with in some ways.
Yeah.
In some ways, they will be a very, very tough out for Monument, Taconic, South Hadley, SciTech, all these teams that they could wind up matched up with.
Let's see, we have 2.5 minutes left. I guess we should say real quick congratulations to the Wakona boys swim team.
Sure.
They claimed a Berkshire South division title.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls have a shot at the title. I think they have one more meet with Taconic Hills, so they currently have like a share of the title. So if they beat Taconic Hills, to be clear, the Berkshire League includes the Berkshire swim team, so that's Pittsfield, Taconic, Wakona, and Monument Mountain, and then it also includes Taconic Hills, which is in New York and New Lebanon, and Bennington. So, you know, some of those New York, Vermont schools. So anyway, they're all the Berkshire League, and then there's the North and the South division of the league, So Wakona's. The Wakona boys have claimed their division. The girls have at least a share of their division title. They can win it with that one with the Taconic Hills left. But I have no idea who's in the running for the league title. I know Monument Mountain has kind of owned the league the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monument hosts Pittsfield tomorrow night down there in Great Barrington. So so that'd be a big one to kind of wrap up. Usually a big one when those two teams get together.
Although this Pittsfield team is probably as small as it's been in a while.
Yes. Yeah. Not quite as monstrous of a matchup this time around. But can also mention real quick, Alpine was postponed yesterday, I believe, due to it being real cold.
Negative 2 degrees or whatever.
Too cold. So Alpine gets postponed. That was their week three meet. So now they'll race twice next week, Monday and Wednesday, both at Bosquet. Nordic has also kind of been thrown for a loop of late. I don't know if they weren't planning on getting this much snow, but there still hasn't been a Nordic meet in the state. They've all been up at Prospect Mountain, three of them. So they will now go. They are racing. Some of them will race Sunday at Prospect. That's not a league race. It's some sort of qualifier for the Eastern High Schools. But then they will go Wednesday at Butternut, at least was the latest update, which is an alpine mountain down in Great Barrington, but they kind of race around the base there at night. As of last check, that's what's up. Saturday, they'll race at Wekona on February 8th, and then we have states. So at the moment, that's all there is for Nordic.
And that's all there is for us. So yeah. Thank you guys, and have a good rest of your day.